Good evening. I'm Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together, we bring you the NZART official broadcast for December 2021. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the December official broadcast. Presidential comment leads tonight's broadcast. From Upper Hutt, here's our NZART president, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Mark?
Kia ora and pomari. This year has been one of ups and downs. Lockdowns, vaccinations, COVID-19 versions, Delta, then Omicron. The list goes on. So I guess life moves on. We must make the best of what we have and think positively about the future. Saying that, the wheels of government, both central and local, grind on, and we must keep a careful eye on what they are doing. Now is not the time to drop the ball, as things may slip past us, which could have adverse effects in the future. If your local council plan is under review, then keep watching them, and if you need support, contact NZART for assistance and advice. NZART is keeping its eye firmly on the Resource Management Act's replacements in much the same way, as this legislation is moving at pace through the Select Committee process. Again, contact NZART if you have any news or concerns as we go into 2022. Moving on, I expect that you are now thinking of what 2022 has in hold for us, hopefully better than 2021. Start thinking now of your participation in the NZART Activity Day on the 1st of January 2022, or as a club or branch at the Jockwhite Field Day at the end of February. Maybe attending the next conference in Wellington in June. Early planning will now make life easier further on, especially with travel and accommodation requirements. The call is now going out for those that can offer to run a forum at next year's conference. Please visit the conference website for details and contact the organisers through the email address provided. Remember, to make the conference a success, we need your support in attending and also, if possible, in providing a forum session as a presenter. I hope that you have all had some time off over the summer and Christmas and New Year with family, friends and other people. Finally, if travelling, have your vaccine passport ready, scan the QR codes using your phone, wear a face mask when required and enjoy what New Zealand has to offer. I'm sure there are plenty of businesses just waiting for you to spend your dollars with them. See you all next year. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Mark. The President of NZART, Mark Gooding, ZL2UFI. Again, a reminder of the NZART Portable Activity Day to be held on New Year's Day, the 1st of January 2022. Now, what better way to forget 2021 than by getting outdoors and operating, knowing that there will be others doing the same? You can find all the details and suggestions for Portable Activity Day on the NZART homepage calendar at www.nzart.org.nz. For the final time this year, it's to Upper Hutt we go and say a very good evening to our NZART business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Kia ora, Jim, and pomaria, everyone, for the last time in 2021. Just a reminder that NZART headquarters will be closed from the close of business Thursday the 23rd of December until Monday the 10th of January. Annalise will be in the office doing her usual ARC administrative functions. However, I will be extending my leave until the 17th of January. After a fairly tough year and being just a bit older, I need that extra time to recuperate. Actually, I have so much leave as I was saving it to go to Europe in 2020. But of course, due to COVID, overseas travel became a bit of a standstill, so need to clear a bit of it. Although the office will be closed, the due date for submission of remits is the 31st of December. Therefore, in order to make sure I have received it, please send to NZART at nzart.org.nz. I'd like to take this opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and a safe and happy New Year. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, the NZART Business Manager. Jockwhite Memorial Field Day. This annual contest is named after Jockwhite ZL2GX, NZART's contest and awards manager for over 40 years. This contest is primarily to test branch organisation and to weld a team of workers together. Your team can aim to be as competitive or as social as you like. There is work for all: spouses, partners, prospective radio amateurs and club members. The 2022 Jock Whitefield Day Contest is being held on Saturday and Sunday, the 26th and 27th of February. Full details on the NZART webpage, nzart.org.nz. Now for an update on international amateur radio news, we join the team at the Amateur Radio Newsline.
We begin this week with deadly tornadoes that devastated homes and lives recently in Kentucky and nearby states. Randy Sly, W4XJ, shares those developments.
Skywarn nets were activated across much of the central United States from Friday evening into early Saturday, December 10th and 11th, as a tornado outbreak of unprecedented proportion tore through Arkansas, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, and Tennessee. Christine Welgus, warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Paducah, Kentucky, which covers one of the hardest hit areas, reported that their Skywarn desk was manned by two local amateurs, Gary Wheatley, KD4GCY, and Jeff Estes, KM4LDP. The Skywarn linked repeater system across Arkansas was also active throughout the night. At least 50 tornado reports were received by the NWS during the evening. Of the four strongest tornadoes reported in western Kentucky, the largest was tracked for over 200 miles on the ground. At least 88 people are known to have perished across five states. The highest impact was in Kentucky, where the death toll stands at 74, with an age span from 2 months to 98 years of age. There are reports that approximately 100 people are still unaccounted for. Early estimates of damages and economic losses have ranged into the billions of dollars. ARES and other amateur emergency resources across the area are still ready to go should additional communication support be needed. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Randy Sly, W4XJ.
Radio operators on both sides of the Atlantic mark two big moments in radio history, as Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us.
The two Marconi anniversary activations had everything but Guglielmo Marconi himself. Members of the Marconi Radio Club of Newfoundland and the Poldhue Amateur Radio Club in Cornwall, England, paid tribute to Marconi's first experimental radio transmission across the Atlantic. The Newfoundland amateurs contacted the Poldhue radio operators, marking the 12th of December 1901, the day Marconi first heard a transatlantic transmission, Morse code for the letter S, sent from Cornwall to Cabot Tower in Canada. There was even more excitement, however. The previous day in Androssen, Scotland, amateurs there received a duplicate of a message sent 100 years earlier from the US on amateur radio frequencies in the shortwave spectrum. Shortly after the reenactment of the 11th of December 1921 transmission got underway in Connecticut, however, the replica of the 1BCG transmitter failed and went off the air. The replica built for the 75th anniversary of the transatlantic test had been restored earlier this year by the Antique Wireless Association in Bloomfield, New York. The association's Mark Erdl, AE2EA, told Newsline in an email that the transmitter suffered a plate choke failure. He said the association hopes to get it back on the air by February 2022. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
A treasured broadcast handbook will soon be out of print. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, has that report.
The World Radio TV Handbook, an invaluable guide to broadcast radio around the globe, has ceased publication. The publisher has announced that its soon-to-be-released 76th edition will be its last. A statement from the publisher, Nicholas Hardiman, read, quote, "This has been an extremely difficult decision and was only made after a lot of thought and discussion. We know that many people rely on WRTH and greatly enjoy getting the new edition every year. We realize that this news will be disappointing for many people," unquote. The directory, with more than 600 pages of listings and maps, was valued as a comprehensive compendium of medium wave, short wave, and FM broadcasts, and included a section on clandestine broadcasters. Based in the UK but providing global coverage, it has long been considered a reliable guide for DXs and devoted radio listeners. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Stephen Kinford, N8WB in Wadsworth, Ohio, saying 73. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021, all rights reserved.
And as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Joining us tonight with Waro News, it's welcome to Rosemary Zedil-1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And season's greetings from the Waro YL group. It's been lovely to have some new YLs check into our nets during lockdown, and we hope that YLs who are travelling during the holidays will check into a net or put out a call as they journey through our beautiful countryside. Congratulations to Nari ZL2UJT, who was the top-scoring ZLYL in the recent Lara contest, and to Heather ZL2TYF for being awarded last membership of the Nelson branch of NZART. Our chairperson Topsy hopes to have the next issue of the Bulletin out before Christmas so you can get it away to your adoptees. On behalf of Topsy, our chairperson, and the Waro YL group, we wish you all a very happy Christmas, a prosperous new year, and a safe and healthy holiday season. That's all from Waro YL group tonight, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Rosemary Boucher, ZL1RO, reporting for Waro. The VK's Ross Hull VHF UHF contest is taking place in January 2022. Here's Trent, VK4TS, with the details.
The Ross Hull contest is open to all amateurs worldwide and is a VHF and up contest with a distance-based scoring methodology. This year there have been a couple of minor changes to the rules, and they are the inclusion of CW as a separate mode, the inclusion of an overall championship category, and the inclusion of multi-operator stations. The Ross Hull could be won from anywhere. However, a quick look over the past winners shows all mainland states have had a winner, as well as ZL3, but surprisingly no VK7s or VK8s. Crank up the gear and strap yourself in for a VHF DX fun during January. We hope to hear as many calls as possible.
And that information from Trent, VK4TS. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and welcome everyone to the very last roundup from around your branches for this year. Well, there isn't much happening this month, so maybe barbecues and Christmas celebrations have taken over. But there are a few events we need to remind you about. And we start with the Western Suburbs Radio Club, Branch 03 NZART. They have fish and chips in the garden at the club on Wednesday the 12th of January, starting 6:30 p.m. And the club rooms are, of course, at 300 Great North Road. Wellington Branch 50 has a social group meeting on Tuesday the 21st of December, starting 1:30 p.m. at the QTH of George, ZL2AG. That's at 14 Vicenta Avenue in Nio. And on Boxing Day, there will be a visit to Wrights Hill Fortress, opening from 10 a.m. Check if it's opening due to COVID conditions, and of course, observe social distancing. Nelson, NZART Branch 26, has a barbecue and picnic at Rabbit Island on Sunday, January the 23rd, from 10:30 a.m. onwards, with lunch at 12:30 p.m. Bring a salad or dessert to share, something to eat with, and something to sit on, and also bring your fox hunting gear. Call on the 7025 repeater for help if you get lost. And peeking further into the new year, on March the 18th to the 20th, the branch will have a camping, caravanning and motorhoming weekend at the Paratai Girl Guide Camp in the Lee Valley. And finally, to the South Otago Branch 35 annual picnic, which will be held on Sunday, March the 13th at Naish Park on Charlotte Street, which is in Balclutha, starting from 10 a.m. Bring a chair, drinks and some food. Listen to the 675 repeater for information and directions. And that information was from Gary, ZL4GJW. Well, that's it from me. 2021 has been a very difficult year, so let's hope 2022 sees some improvement. Go have a holiday, make new friends, renew old friendships, climb a hill and try soto, build something. But most of all, just have fun. Merry Christmas and have a great start to the new year, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 27th of February, 2022. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for December 2021. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.